Grenham Cubs baseball is on the air, to which I broadcast of the Cubs game against Colorado Station is made possible by the Grenham Sports Friends. The pregame is brought to you by K&H Portable Toilets, Modern Air Solution, Polisky Water Well Service, Computer Helpers, Plan North Architecture, Apple Ford, Greenspan Profiles, J&J Packing, Woodson Lumber Company, Wellman Insurance Agency, Citizens State Bank, BVR Materials, Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts, Grenham National Bank, BDM Pipe and Steel, Grenham Nursing and Rehabilitation, Flynn College, Helger Toyota, Branded Graphics, HEB, Poly Construction, and TNA Services. We're out to the field and your hosts Doug Brown and Tommy Lingy after these words from our sponsors.
Hey, shoot. North Architectural Company of Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept design, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company proudly supports the Brenham Independent School District's athletic program. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubettes softball teams this season.
When contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers need metal products and tools, they all go to the same place, DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel stocks everything you might need for your metal building project. From metal roofs to angle iron to pipe fences, tubing, and welding supplies, you'll find it all in person or online at ddmbuildings.com. DDM's experienced staff are happy to answer any questions you have and make sure you get the right parts for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel. Personal attention for your next project.
If you have unwanted guests in your home, T&A Pest Control can help. T&A Pest Control Services is locally owned and operated in Brenham. They provide you with their brand name products and give you the best quality service they have to offer. Give them a call today for a free quote and let them help you get on your way to a pest management plan that works for you. At T&A Services, their number is 979-203-7632 or for Espanol, 979-661-2562.
Brenham Cup baseball and softball are in full swing, and those of us at Citizens State Bank are proud to cheer them on. We've been hitting your standards out of the park since 1925, with local service, trusted relationships, and a commitment to our hometown success. Because at Citizens State Bank, your hometown is our hometown too. Proud supporters of Brenham Cup baseball and softball. Citizens State Bank, local people, local decisions. Member FDIC.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and we welcome you out to Fireman's Park, where tonight it is the district opener between the Brenham Cubs and the College Station Cougars. Doug Brown and Tommy Langan with you. And we're in the press box high above the stands here at Fireman's Park and getting ready for a rivalry renewal here with the Cubs and the Cougars.
I tell you what, we couldn't think of anything better, Doug. A rivalry to start off the second season of the year.
And it always seems we get, I don't know, but just to me, it always seems we get College Station the first district games.
I don't know. They did, but they did switch consolidated around, didn't they? We used to play College Station first, then consolidated, but I think now we play College Station a little later in the season, don't we?
Yeah, we certainly do.
So, let it bounce around. You know, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it, and they got the warm-ups done. They're working on the field, getting it ready for tonight. And we hope if you can't make it out to the ballpark, you'll at least stay here with us, and we'll have it for you on the radio. And we got more to come here on the pregame, but first let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
K&H Portable Toilets, celebrating over 40 years of bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to Washington and the surrounding areas, festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Join K&H Portable Toilets in supporting the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes this baseball and softball season.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegra Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegra Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at teglertoyota.com.
Greenspan Insulated Panels is proud to be cheering on the Blinn Bucks, Brenham Cubs, and Cubettes all season long. When local businesses need reliable, energy-efficient building solutions, they trust Greenspan Insulated Panels. From insulated panel installations at Bluebell Creameries, Brianna Salad Dressing, Country Boy Sausage, and HEB, Greenspan helps keep Brenham businesses running strong, supporting their teams, supporting their community. Call 844-807-7400 today. Greenspan Insulated Panels. Built to perform, built to last, built right.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $2,250 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
And we come back here to Fireman's Park. And Doug Brown and Tommy Langer with you here in this opening night of district play. And always, for both these two teams, want to put their best foot forward because even though it's the first of 12 district games, you always rather start it off with a win.
There's no doubt about that, you know. And both programs, you know, both good solid programs year after year after year. You want to get that first district win under your belt. And, you know, definitely for the Cubs, here we are, you know, playing that first district game in Brenham. So looking forward to it. It's going to be an exciting evening.
Yeah, we kind of talked to the guys for a little bit as they were coming out of the locker room and we were before we made our way up here. And they all seemed real loose and relaxed and that's good. That's a good thing for tonight.
Well, no doubt about it. You brought up just a truly great point, Doug. And then after the boys walked by, you know, I talked about something I had read about. It's a game, man. It's got to be fun. Mm-hmm. If you're not loose and having fun and smiling, maybe you ought to find something else to do. So, really, it is a game.
Exactly. And for the Cubs, Luke Hardy getting the ball tonight in the district opener, and we'll talk about that as we take another break. And when we come back in here, let's hear two more minutes from our sponsors.
You didn't like nerds in high school.
Nerds!
You didn't want to know a nerd throughout your college years.
Nerds!
Now you're working, socializing, and being entertained online. Uh-oh, now you need a nerd.
Nerds? What is a nerd?
The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham can fix your virus.
Are all nerds as good as you?
When you buy insurance, you should have many choices. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. We provide you with companies you're familiar with, and we're very proud to now be offering Germania Insurance Company. Because Wellman Insurance Agency is an independent agency, we offer you several choices of insurance for your business, auto, home, life, and health. Find more choices when you choose Wellman Insurance Agency, your local Germania agents. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
Some things you just take personally. Your finances are exactly those types of things. At Brenham National Bank, we do things the right way when it comes to taking care of you. Why? Because we take things personally, too. If you want a banker that cares about knowing your name and your goals, come see us. From your first savings account to growing your business, at Brenham National Bank, you are more than an account number. You are a neighbor, and we take that personal. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you. At Brenham National Bank, that's what we do.
You need short or long-term care, after an acute hospital stay, or from home. Make Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center your choice for skilled nursing care. Their staff is ready to help guide you through physical, occupational, or speech therapy, as well as post-surgical rehabilitation, cardiac, stroke, pulmonary, wound care, and other services to get you back doing what you love. For more information, contact them today at 836-9770 or stop by 400 East Sales Street. Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center is here for your short and long-term care.
All right, as we come back here, we're getting ready for the start of district play between the Brenham Cubs and the Collin Station Cougars. Now, they're playing here tonight at Fireman's Park, and then Thursday night we'll be heading to Collin Station for game two of this series. And, of course, we were kind of talked about it a little bit, but Luke Hardy getting the start, senior right-hander going in there against this Collin Station team. And Hardy really had a good outing in the tournament, ran into a little adversity, but we were impressed with the way he was able to battle through that and pitch the Cubs on to victory.
Oh, no doubt about it. And then a week ago yesterday, if my memory is correct, he went up against Friendswood, mm-hmm. You know, which was an interesting contest also. And it was good. Early on, he got roughed up a little bit, but he settled in and ended up being the pitcher that we know he can be.
Yeah, and for the Cubs, for their usual, what's become their usual starting lineup, and we'll get to those here in a little bit. If I had to guess, I think looking at the lineup the way Coach has it, this probably will be his regular everyday lineup.
You know, we saw a little bit of that in the alumni tournament, and that's pretty well been the case with Coach Wheaton. By the time the alumni tournament rolls around, he's got a lineup out there that we all feel pretty certain that is going to be your lineup, and that's exactly the way it turned out this evening.
And especially when you put up 27 runs in one game, 21 runs in the other. That was insane.
You know what? It really is, you know, that baseball's not supposed to be like that. But golly, it's supposed to be a little bit more exciting. But, yeah, if you like a lot of offense, that's okay. But, you know, me, personally, I'm one of those guys, you know, play good defense and have good pitching and create a lot of excitement. So.
Yeah. And we're going to take a break, and we'll take a look at those starting lineups when we come back after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Texas weather is unpredictable. Make sure your heating and cooling unit will work properly when you need it most. Modern Air Solutions, your locally owned heating and cooling technicians, specializes in the sales and installation of energy-efficient heating and cooling systems, but they can also service any problems with an existing unit. Call Modern Air Solutions at 979-451-5004. That number is 979-451-5004. Modern Air Solutions, honest work with always a fair price. Financing available. License number TACLA 74166E.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
For quality water well pump repairs and installation, call Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They have over 30 years of experience and can get your water flowing again. Bilski works on all brands of water well pumps and tanks. Plus, they can improve your water's taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Get the best water out of your well. Call Bilski's Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job is too small. Bilski's Water Well Service also offers trenching services. Call Steve Bilski at Bilski Water Well Service for a free estimate.
At
Maple Ford is proud to be sponsor of Brenham's finest baseball teams in the area. Yet Blinn Bucks Baseball, Blinn Lady Bucks Softball, Brenham Cub Baseball, and the Brenham Cubbat Softball Teams. Apple Ford would like to wish everyone good luck to all who plays today. Stop by Apple Ford and meet one of our helpful team members to assist you with ordering your new dream vehicle that'll knock your expectations out of the park. Come on in today. Apple Ford on Highway 290 West in Brenham. You'll find Apple Ford is the smart choice.
All right, and we're back here. Time now to take a look at our starting lineups. And the starting lineups are brought to you by TNA Services, locally owned and operated pest control company in Brenham, providing you with the best quality service and pest management plan that works for you. Call for a free quote. And the starting lineup for the College Station Cougars, it'll be Keaton Johnson leading things off, playing shortstop. Batting second, the center fielder, Blaze Sanger. Batting third, right fielder, Zeke Bullard. Batting fourth will be the designated hitter, Tyler Banfield. He'll be pitching. He'll be batting for the pitcher, Jake Boggan. Batting fifth, first baseman, Brett Basham. Batting sixth, left fielder, Landon Hawkinson. Batting seventh, the catcher, Landon Atkinson. Batting eighth will be the second baseman, Jordan Morales. And batting ninth, the third baseman, Hudson Story. Now the starting lineup for your Brenham Cubs. It'll be Dalton Hart leading things off, playing shortstop. Batting second will be the third baseman, Owen Finke. Batting third, right fielder, Drake Benke. Batting fourth will be the center fielder, Ethan Aschenbeck. Batting fifth will be the pitcher, Luke Cardi. Batting sixth, left fielder, Blue Sinega. Batting seventh will be the catcher, Brody Tucker. Batting eighth, first baseman, Braden Steele. And batting ninth, the second baseman, Landry Mendoza. And we'll be back with more of the post of the pregame after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Well, so you got leaky pipes, clogged drains, or maybe an emergency plumbing situation. We've all been there. Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts is here. Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in Brenham, College Station, and Bryan. Y'all, they're equipped with the latest in technological plumbing tools. Dynamic Drains stands behind their workmanship for 2 years. See their complete service list on their website, DynamicDrainsTX.com, and check out their YouTube channel at Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts for all kinds of helpful videos and tips. Master Plumber's License number 40546.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank. If you're looking for a local lender that's Texas-grown and customer-owned, look no further. The Texas Farm Credit Brenham office, located on Highway 290 East in Brenham, specializes in flexible financing for agriculture, agribusiness, real estate, and more. We also offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock. Serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Lavaca, and Waller counties, we're here to support your farm operations and rural home purchases. Let our Brenham lending experts find the perfect services for your needs. Visit us today.
Almost every child in Washington County dreams of being one of Brenham baseball or softball legends. Collier Construction, along with parents, teachers, administration, and coaches, are proud of the young men and women and are here to support our youth of Washington County. Let's teach our kids the value of setting a goal and achieving it. Collier Construction in Brenham is looking forward to this year's baseball and softball season. Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Cub and Cubettes, along with the Blinn Bucks and Lady Bucks, a successful baseball and softball season. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
All right, as we come back here to Fireman's Park, Doug Brown and Tommy Langan with you, and winds really picked up out there, blowing right to left, so who knows, we might be in for another home run derby like the way we were seeing.
I'll tell you what,
the
one thing we definitely can say is typical March winds.
Oh, yeah. Want to congratulate Burton Panthers earlier today, opening up their district schedule with an 11-1 win over Iola. And Panthers off to a great start this season. They're now 11-2 on the year. And more importantly, 1-0 in district now. And Coach Thaler's got the guys looking really good. And they got Iola again tomorrow. Schedule to be tomorrow at 1 o'clock, although the weather forecast is not looking favorable.
Well, I was listening to you guys today, and they're talking about it's supposed to be coming in like early in the morning. So, you know, we'll see. They've been talking about all that stuff for 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
And we did get some well-needed rain this past weekend, but we still need a little bit more. But we'll leave that up to God. So.
Yep. Yeah, the last thing I saw was coming in about 3 or 4 in the morning. So we'll have more on that tomorrow morning on the KWHI Morning Show as the Cubs are being introduced on the field by our public address announcer Ross Schrader, and we'll go down to the field and momentarily pick up our national anthem.
And the rest of the reserve for the Cubs. At this time, we ask that you please rise to honor America for the playing of our national anthem.
National Anthem. We'll be back with the first pitch after we hear one more time from our sponsors.
Looking to upgrade your outdoor living space? Woodson Lumber has got you covered. Their stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington have a wide selection of treated lumber, and they can special order composite decking to suit any style and budget. Treated lumber is perfect for those looking for a classic and durable option, while composite decking offers a sleek and modern look with low maintenance. With expert advice and a wide variety of options, Woodson Lumber has everything you need to create the outdoor oasis of your dreams. Visit today and start planning your deck renovation.
Between school days, attending practices, and rodeo season all in full swing, it can feel like there's no time to grocery shop. But spending precious hours at the grocery store is a thing of the past with HEB's curbside and delivery services. At Brenham's HEB, they'll handpick the freshest items and deliver them right to your car with curbside. It's okay that you forgot, again, but don't worry. HEB in Brenham is always here for you. Just place your order online at heb.com.
Spring is here, and that means it's time to cheer on the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes. Whether you're in the stands or around town, show your team spirit with custom sports apparel from Branded Graphics. From game day tees and hoodies to hats and fan gear, you can shop sports apparel online made right here by your hometown print shop. At Branded Graphics, they're proud to support Brenham Cubs baseball and Cubette softball, because supporting the teams means supporting the community. Gear up this season. Shop local. Shop BrandedGraphics.com.
All right, as we come back here, Luke Hardy warming it up for the Brenham Cubs, and it's time for your game time weather update. And right now we're looking at 79 degrees at the weather update, by the way, brought to you by Blinn College. With the state's highest academic transfer rate and low tuition fees, Blinn's a great choice for your future. To learn more, visit Blinn.edu. And Keaton Johnson will lead it off here. And right now we're looking at 7:34, the sunset this evening. Windy conditions, we're at 79 degrees right now. That wind blowing at currently at 17 miles an hour, gust up to 28 miles an hour. And let's see, looking around here, we got humidity at 66%. And pitch is taken for a strike, 0-1. And then tonight, supposed to have thunderstorms developing, and looks like could be in for a wet morning commute tomorrow. Yeah, pitch is a strike call, and it's 0-2. But yeah, 90% chance of rain, and looks like it'll be mainly in the morning, and then after the morning, then it'll start clearing out. And then it's going to cool off a little bit as well, and that's your game time weather update. And next pitch to Johnson. And yeah, that's taken for a ball, 1-2.
Back up just for a second, Doug. At the start of the playing of the national anthem, couldn't have happened at a better time, the first train.
Yep. And that one goes back to the backstop, and it's 2-2. So Hardy, after getting out in front of the first hitter, Johnson, now it's come back to even the count. First pitch on at 6:58, so a couple of minutes early. This one, a ground ball to third. And up with it, Thinky fires a first. Said the throw pulled it. Wait a minute. They said the throw pulled him off the bag, but looked like Steele tagged him before he got the bag.
This one is going to be interesting.
Coach Wheaton coming out to have a word with the base umpire, but, yeah, he tagged him before he got to the base. It doesn't matter if the throw pulled him off. If he made the tag, that's an out. Yep, he's reversed it. After talking with Coach Wheaton and the whole play. So 5-3 on the put out there. Glad they were able to. That was the correct call.
One of the meetings of the minds that they came to the correct decision.
Yeah. Doesn't happen often. And that'll bring up the center fielder, Blaze Sanger. And pitch is taken for a strike. Usually when an umpire makes a decision, it takes an act of God to get them to change it.
But believe it, and no, I'm not defending the first base umpire, yeah. But it's a tough call for him to make.
Right. Swung out and missed. It's 0-2. But glad they were able to correct it. Next pitch from Hardy, and that one's popped up. Steele calling for it. Wind blowing it back to almost towards into fair territory, but he makes the grab for out number two. And now it'll bring up Zeke Bullard. Yeah, that one taken for a strike, 0-1. Bullard, a left-hand batter. First two were righties. And that one just missed the ball. He wanted that one.
I think the ball was a little bit down, though.
Swing and a miss. Good pitch there by Luke Hardy.
Tell you what, a good pitch. Luke came with a knee-high pitch on the inside corner, kind of locked the hitter's hands.
And that one, a ground ball to third. Think he'll get another opportunity. Throws on the steal. Ferrani underthrew him, and the ball will get away. It'll be an E5 that...
Now, that one we know is an E5.
Yeah. Ball was underthrown and went over toward the first base dugout. And so runner aboard with two outs. That'll bring up the designated hitter, Tyler Banfield. First pitch to him, just missing a ball on the outside corner.
Yeah, just off that outside corner.
Bullock takes his lead. And next pitch outside, and it's 2-0. Hardy trying to bear down and get this last hitter. And strike call that time. And it's 2-1.
I'll tell you, a good pitch there by Luke Niehaum. Just on that outside corner. Good pitch.
And that one take it for a ball. It's 3-1. And that one smacked in the hole. It's short. Knocked down by Hart. Throw second.
Oh, nice back
play. What a play there by Dalton Hart. Gets the force play at second to retire the side. And in the inning, no runs, no hits, one error, one left on. We go to the bottom of the first. It is College Station nothing. Cubs coming into bat. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Brenham Collision Center, located at 810 West Main. Offering repairs, insurance assistance, and 24/7 towing services just for you.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, Financial Advisor. Edward Jones, making sense of investing, member SIPC. For quality health care in the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham, serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times, Lone Star Southern Grill.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignment and balancing.
Miller Electric and Plumbing, servicing the Brenham area since 1952 with electrical and plumbing installations and repairs.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Nevere, and Jimmy Key, 105 East Main Street.
If you need foundation repair, trust the experts at Keystone Foundation Repair. Quality at an affordable price. Call 281-758-7000 today for a free estimate.
Pizza Hut. They don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
And on we go here to the bottom half of the first inning. And for the Brenham Cubs, it'll be Dalton Hart, Owen Fickey, and Drake Benke going up against Jake Boggan here. Dalton Hart to lead it off.
Leading off the bottom of the first, Brenham Cubs shortstop, number 6, Dalton Hart. Number 2.
And Hulk, first pitch to Hart. He fouls that one back. And foul tip back into the screen. And it's 0-2 on Hart.
You know, something else we saw last week, Coach Wheaton moved over to the first base coaching box, and looks like that's where he's going to stay.
Yeah, Coach Spivey in the third base coaching box. And that one fouled away. Count remains 0-2 on Dalton Hart. Hart hitting left-handed against the right-handed pitcher. Boggan gets a sign. And next pitch back up the middle, and that is going to scoot on through for a base hit. That's how we like to lead off an inning.
There we go.
And that'll bring up Owen Finke now.
Okay, now this is going to be interesting. First district game Is Coach Wheaton going to play the percentages, or are we going to be swinging?
And Binky said this one high fly ball. That's going to get into the
It's going to drop. Gone.
And it's gone. A two-run homer, Owen Binky. That thing just got up in the wind, kept carrying and carrying, and went out over the right center field wall. And so that will make it 2-0 Cubs right off the bat. And now Drake Binky, the batter.
Cub right fielder number 22, Drake Binky.
And Boggins next pitch. Binky takes for a ball. It's 1-0. And that one upstairs, it's 2-0.
Boggins going, what a way to get greeted.
Yeah. Benke fouls that one back in the screen. It's 2-1. Pitch up high for a ball. It's 3-1. And he may be giving Benke his penchant for the home run. He may be just pitching around him. And a high ball four, and Benke draws the walk. And that'll bring up Ethan Aschenbeck. Two runs here, and the Cubs lead it 2-0 on a two-run homer by Owen Finke. And Aschenbeck trying to add to it. And pitches a strike call. It's 0-1. And a pie for a ball. It's 1-1. That one fouled away. One ball with two strikes. And that one fouled away too. And also, I should make four better, and still nobody out here yet. Trying to check his swing. First base umpire says no swing. And it'll be 2-2.
You got it right.
Yep. Benke takes his lead from first. And that one, line drive, caught by the shortstop. And Benke had to hurry and get back to the first base. To keep from double... Got back there quickly so he didn't get doubled off. And it's a one down now, and that'll bring up Luke Hardy, the pitcher.
Ball hit well up the middle. Nice play there by the shortstop.
Yeah, that's Keaton Johnson over there short for College Station.
Cup pitcher number 19, Luke Hardy.
Swung out and missed, 0-1. And by the way, I want to mention, too, Hardy is also the designated hitter for tonight. So should he leave the game and they bring in another pitcher, he would still hit in this spot. And pitch taken for ball. It's 1-1.
Coach Wheaton covers all the bases early.
Oh, yeah. The man with the plan. Swung on a miss. And it's 1-2. Tried to check his swing. And he held up. It's 2-2. Ball can check another runner at the pitch. Outside of ball. And now full count, 3-2. Lucenego waiting on deck. Runner going. And strike called. And throw gets out into center field. Benke's going to keep on running. He's going to end up at third base. And now that'll bring up Blusinega. We'll see if Blue can get him in.
That left fielder, number 6, Blusinega.
And Blue takes the first pitch for a ball, and no. Swung and a miss, then it's 1-1. Runner third, 2 down here. We're in the bottom of the first inning. Cubs already leading 2-0 and looking for more. And Sanega swings and misses. It's 1-2. Outside of ball, 2-2. And Tanega down on strikes. That'll retire the side. So in the inning for the Cubs, they do come up with 2 runs on 2 hits. There were no errors. 1 left on. And we go to the top of the second inning. Cubs lead this one 2-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Brenham Ironworks for custom gates and running metal building panels, trim, and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks, celebrating 20 years.
Uniques, 708 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures. They preserve memories.
Woodman Life for life insurance and financial security for your family. Call Amanda Coring and Russell Coring.
3F Tree Transplanting, the best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3ftreetransplanting.com.
Squeaky Clean Car Wash is locally owned and operated at Bluebell Road and Highway 105 in Brenham. Remember, if it don't squeak, it ain't squeaky clean.
DDM Custom Buildings. Let DDM design and fabricate your new barn dominium, workshop, barn, or storage building.
Teamworks Parts, Service, and Fabrication, where your truck and trailer's care and service are their top priority. 216 Happy Hollow Road.
Dominant Associates, your local Germania Insurance Agents at 310 South Bluebell Road, protecting your auto, boat, home, business, and life.
And Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store, full service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
And on we go to the top of the second inning. Brenham Cubs leading it 2-0. And by the way, the first run of the game was scored by Dalton Hart. And the first run is sponsored by Texas Farm Credit. Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow, focused on helping you grow. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, rural real estate, or even a new home, consider Texas Farm Credit for your financing needs. And so Brett Basham to lead this one off for the College Station Cougars. It'll be Basham followed by Landon Hawkinson and Landon Atkinson. And pitch is a strike call. I like that last name, Basham, T.L. That's a good name for a hitter.
Oh, yeah, you got that right.
And that one outside for a ball. goes to the backstop. It's 1-1. That one taken outside for a ball, 1-1.
Few oohs and ahs from the Brenham faithfuls. Pitch was off the outside corner.
Pitch swung and missed. And it's 2-2.
Good comeback pitch. Kept it down in the strike zone, down at the knees on that outside corner.
Swung and missed. And down on strikes goes Basham for out number one. And that'll bring up the left fielder, Landon Hawkinson.
Cougar left fielder number 10, Landon Hawkinson.
And that one up high, a ball, it's 1-0. It's going to be popped up and fouled. That'll be 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out. Sends that one, ground ball knocked down by Steele. He'll flip to Hardy covering it first and they get him. And that's two quick outs now. And bring on Landon Atkinson, the catcher.
Cougar catcher number 22, Landon Atkinson.
Gets a long look at the sign in from Tucker. And here's the pitch outside for a ball. 1-0. And that one's one ball, 2-0. No strikes, two outs in the inning. Swing and a miss, 2-1. Good pitch there.
Came back with a good hard fastball.
Swing and a miss, 2-2.
I came back with almost the identical pitch.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Astros leading 2-0. Or excuse me, Cubs leading. So I got missed out on strikes. And Astros won the brand new segment. Nevertheless, more than Guardians, 3-3 down. 3-3 down. What a relief. Come to the Brennan National Bank. You get financial relief. They make banking fun. Member FDIC. We go to the bottom of the second inning. And it is still Brennan 2 and College Station nothing. Back at we here 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Citizen State Bank, where our hometown is your hometown too. Local people, local decisions since 1925.
Herman Furniture and Emporium. There's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monuments and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
Turn to the experts. Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier Factory authorized dealers celebrating 70 years of sales and service.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and the love they deserve.
Felder's Buy and Buy. For groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell gas. 2111 South Market in Brenham.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 7 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your needs.
For a great smile, see Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles at Altman Dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
Wellman Insurance. Service that only a local agency can provide. Comprehensive coverage and competitive pricing. Neighbors serving neighbors.
And Boggan tuned up. And he'll be looking at the 7, 8, and 9 hitters for the Brenham Cubs. Brody Tucker, Braden Steele, and Landry Mendoza.
Leading off the bottom of the second, Brenham Cub catcher, number 2, Brody Tucker.
Yeah, first pitch to Tucker. He is taken for a strike at zone 1.
What would you call those shoes? Neon yellow?
Yeah, I think so.
I like it. You know, Brody Tucker, a new addition to the Cubs last year. Glad to have him. So,
and pitch is taken. 4-1. 2-1. And take it for another ball. And that's ball 4, leadoff walk there to Tucker. And that will bring up Braden Steele.
Or is that Caleb?
Or, let's see.
Caleb Maurer.
Number 10, Caleb Maurer. Now batting first baseman, number 12, Braden Steele.
So one on, and nobody out here in the inning. Throw over, and back in safely goes the base runner there for the Cubs, Caleb Maurer.
Pretty good move there by Boggan.
Slow roller back to the pitcher, throws to first and gets the out.
Good bunt there by Braden Steele.
And now that'll bring up Landry Mendoza, and on the play, by the way, what's my the base runner that would be Caleb Maurer, now down at second base.
Second baseman, number 9, Landry Mendoza.
And that one, chopper, third base, and looks to run back. Did get the out, so 2 away.
Good job there by the third baseman. Story for the Cougars. Feel that ground ball, looked Caleb Maurer back to second, the hard throw to first.
Dalton Hart.
So now Phil comes just to way down.
See if Dalton can keep it going.
And foul it off his foot on the one.
Thank you.
going to be caught off the bat of Hart. And that one tied to the side. In the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on. And we go to the third. And it is the Burnham Cubs leading San Jacinto by a score of 12-0. Two to nothing. And we'll be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties, 1401 South Austin.
Grilled onions, jalapenos, crispy bacon. Adding big flavor to your hometown Whataburger. Online ordering available.
Baker's Ag Service, commercial and residential, for dozer work, excavation services, and demolition work.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, an old-fashioned toy store filled from floor to ceiling with hard-to-find classic toys and books.
KT Auto Plus, general automotive and tractor repair, located at 1006 North Park in Brenham.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated dealer, supporting the local community since 1962.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue, they're Nathan's. Call or follow them on Facebook.
Christy Schlodman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park, offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, houses an 18-hole golf course, large swimming pool, and beautiful clubhouse.
Cruzy Village, full-service care retirement community for the next chapter in your life.
And we are back here for the top half of the third inning. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you.
Top of the third, Carlos Station second baseman, number 23, Jordan Morales.
And Luke Cardi out on the hill there for the Cubs. Be Jordan Morales, Hudson Story, and then back to the top of the order with Keaton Johnson.
Train number two, Doug.
Yep.
Another good start here for Luke. First pitch strike.
And got it swinging the Simmons on, too.
Look at him, Morales' shoes. I don't think that's patent leather. He put a shine on them. Got a big gloss.
Ooh. Another close.
Well, we know the Brenham faithfuls are still here.
Strikeout. That'll even lead off the inning. Morales caught looking. And that'll bring up Hudson Story. Story on for his first at bat. Pitch there.
So a good pitch there. Just above the knees on the inside corner. Handcuffed him on that one.
And that one popped up and fell by well, Story was. I see a different. Is that a pinch hitter up there?
You know, I'm looking at that. No, that's Story.
It is Story. Okay. Oh, I was looking at the position instead of the jersey number on the lineup card. And it's 2-2 now. Yeah, swing and a miss. Got him on strikes. Two away. Now we go back to the top of their batting order with Keaton Johnson.
So, Luke's starting to get in a groove now, Doug.
Yeah.
Keaton Johnson.
Four strikeouts.
Yeah. That's just the fourth strikeout of the last five batters. And it takes the first pitch for a strike, 0-1. And that one dipped down a little too low, and it's 1-1. One ball, two strikes, two outs. And the 1-2 is just inside, and it's 2-2. Deuce is on the board. Strikes, and that is another three up and three down inning. And three up and three down. Go to Brennan National Bank. Brennan National Bank, the way to go for the best banking products in town. Member FDIC. And we go to the bottom of the third. Gump still leading 2-0. Back after we hear another 60 seconds from our from the sports friends.
La Morello's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh-cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
BVR Materials, they're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
Enjoy life off-road with new or pre-owned power sports vehicles from Rob's Fun Center in Brenham. Parts and service available.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 10:30 and Wednesdays at 6:15. And remember, let your light shine.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable, customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
For clean, affordable toilets, call K&H Portable Toilets. Remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
Strands Associates, part of Brenham and Washington County's past, present, and future growth by helping their clients succeed through excellence in engineering.
Gather with Christ Lutheran Church on Wednesday evening or Sunday morning. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
T3 in Brenham. Complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Baskey's Jewelry, 210 East Main Street in downtown Brenham. Proudly serving customers for over 81 years.
And as we come back here to the bottom of the third inning for the Cubs, it's Owen Finke, Drake Benke, and Ethan Aschenbeck. There are 2, 3, and 4 hitters. Cubs leading this one 2-0. Next pitch to Finke is taken for a ball. It's 2-1 on him.
Boggan got a pitch up in the strike zone on Finke last time, and he took it for a ride.
And that is a strike call. 2-2 win. We're at a little over the halfway mark. And strike three called on Finke. As one down, that'll bring up Drake Benke.
He pitched Finke totally different this time, Doug.
Yeah.
Kept everything low and out.
Swing and a miss. 0-2 count. And down low ball once again. And outside for a ball. 2-1 pitch. Outside for a ball. 3-1.
Still pitching Benke very carefully.
And ball four. Kind of figured that the pitcher, it looks like they're pitching around Benke and just putting him on to avoid his power. Ethan Oshebeck, the next batter, and the coach making his way out to the mound.
And that's Coach Litton. There's something he didn't like.
On the hill.
Blue didn't quite make it to the mound.
No,
break up the powwow.
Yeah. I should back to step up here now. And swing and miss. It's 0-1. And strike. Oh, foul tip. It's 1-2.
Now the Cougar fans are winning out. Pitch was off the mark.
Yeah. Going to take the lead. And that one is going to be knocked out by the third baseman. Throw to first. And they got him for the fourth play. So Curtis is out. 5-3. But he does get Benke over to second. And that will be up to Luke Hardy to see if he can help us out with the back end and get some run rules in.
Yeah, I tell you what, diving play there by Story at third base. Fielded, good hard throw to first base. Mm-hmm. Got the out, but as you said, got Drake Benke to second
19,
base.
Luke Hardy.
And Hardy the batter.
Luke, what a chance to help his cause.
Pitch is taken for a ball.
What a game like this, Doug. You want to get everything you can because you don't know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, fly ball. And at the center, that will be caught and retired aside in the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. One left on. And we will go to the bottom of the. Or let's see, actually top of the fourth, back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Reds.
My daddy served in the Army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he owned my mother, my brother, my sister, and me. To grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love.
And while we got them on, let's go ahead and do our Mattress Guys giveaway. It's time for the Mattress Guys giveaway inning. Be the third caller to the KWHI studios at 979-836-9937. You'll win a Maloof Z pillow from the Mattress Guys valued at $60. Just call in to 979-836-9937 right now and be the third caller. This Cool & Joe convolution pillow is infused with gel, I should say, to create a cooler sleeping atmosphere. And if you get yours at the Mattress Guys, owner Anthony Jasinski, a native of Brenham and former Cup baseball player, I'd like you to stop in his store at 2600 68 Highway 36 South in the Blue Mountain Shopping Center. Stop in there, check out their seating, different mattress sets, and a wide selection of pillows and sheets. One pillow per family per season. If you haven't won a pillow in the last 30 days, you're not eligible to play. And so Hardy warming up for the next inning. And as soon as we get the winning number there, Mallory will pass that along to us, and then we will we will do the Mattress Guys giveaway one in each inning throughout the district competition. And Luke Hardy getting set. He will be looking at Blay Sanders, Zeke Bullard, and Tyler Banfield here in the top of the fourth.
Leading off the top of the fourth, Cougar center fielder number 7, Blaze Sanger.
And Sanger grounded out to the first baseman steal his first time around. Hardy ready. And takes the pitch for a strike. And it's 0-1 on Sanger. Cubs leading this one 2-0. Got the two runs in the bottom half of the first inning on a two-run homer by Owen Finke. And that one called a ball. It's 1-1.
I like that name, Blaze.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And strike call.
I tell you what, really good pitch there by Luke Hardy. Just above the knees, right on that inside corner.
That count on strikes. That's 6 strikeouts now for Luke Hardy. And that'll bring up Zeke Bullard.
Cougar right fielder number 20, Zeke Bullard.
Bullard reached on there his first time up and was left stranded on the base paths. Takes a strike, it's 0-1.
Tell you what, Doug, it makes it tough for hitters when you get that first pitch strike every time.
Yep. Swing and a miss. Next pitch coming from Hardy swings and misses down on strikes. Another strikeout, and there's 2 down in a row, and then we're going to Tyler Banfield.
Okay, we just keep notching them up now. Is that 7 out of the last 8? Is that correct?
One taken for a strike. It's 0-1. Yeah, strike call. Now the College Station fans didn't like that.
I don't think Banfield liked the call.
I like the pace. Harden trying to work a quicker pace here.
Tell you what, if you got it going, just keep it moving.
Absolutely. And pitch taken for a ball. 1-2 now on Banfield. For the umpire ring him up, he did not. And it's 2-2. foul tip.
We got just enough of it.
Yeah. Two balls, two strikes. And that one, a pile over his head. Tucker did a good job of keeping that from going the back strip. Is that number three?
Number three.
We're not even to the halfway point.
And do you know what? They're all going north.
Oh. Interesting.
That's interesting.
Got him. Got him on strikes. Second straight inning that he struck out the side. And that's another three up and three down inning for Luke Hardy. Three up and three down. Let's get some hits. You can get a hit when you get signature interest from the Brennan National Bank. Member FDIC. Cubs lead it 2-0. We're halfway through this one. Back with the bottom of the fourth. Thank you for here. Another 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Collier Construction, blending traditional values with modern strategies since 1938.
Discover freshness at Brenham Quality Meat Market. Fresh meats, hand-cut, just for you. 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
Say goodbye to blurry vision with some help from Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
Specializing in general steel, structural, and ornamental fabrication, Corthen Linke Welding. Visit CorthenLinkeWelding.com to learn more.
For all of your feed needs, visit Brenham Produce, your trusted little feed mill in downtown Brenham.
Represent your team with spirit wear from SSB Designs, 1403 South Day Street in Brenham.
Shop online with Mike Leonard, Brenham's favorite local dealership. AppleFord.com.
Select Furnishings, your locally owned furniture store, making your house a home for over 30 years.
All right, as we come back here to the bottom half of the fourth inning, Lucenega, the batter, he swings and misses. And it's no 1-2 count on Blue. By the way, congratulations, our Mattress Guys pillow winner, Charles Jed Kobiak. And pitches outside for a ball. Charles enjoys in good health. And meanwhile, it's also time for our Whataburger recap, brought to you by Whataburger, 2801 Highway 36 South in Brenham. And so they get down on strikes for out number one. Juicy burgers, creamy malt milkshakes, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Adding big flavor to your hometown with online ordering available, perfect at all hours of the day. And really the big highlight of the game so far. In the bottom half of the first inning, Dalton Hart led it off for the single, and then Owen Finke with a two-run homer. And that has been all the scoring that we've had so far. Cubs lead it 2-0. As since then, Luke Hardy and Jake Bogan have been just racking up the zeros there. And Brody Tucker gets hit by the pitch as soon as we say something. And so Tucker aboard for the second time tonight.
Caleb Bauer,
now batting first baseman number 12, Braden Steele.
And so one out and one on them, bring up Braden Steele. And that is a look at your Whataburger recap for the game. Cubs leading it 2-0 here in this opening night of district play. Throw over. And Bauer back in safely. And that one, a chopper to third. They're going to go to second for one. Round, we played
a, oh, my goodness.
And a double play around the horn.
Woo.
5-4-3 to retire the side. In the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. And we go to the top of the fifth inning. Cubs lead it 2-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Hall-Wright Custom Movers are here for your moving needs. From packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture, call 979-337-4285.
Pool Techs, in business since 1982. Pools, spas, chemical supply, and maintenance. 319 South Austin Street.
Visit the dentist's office that'll make you smile. Brenham Family Dental at 2001 South Market.
Plan ahead and let Skavisa Catering handle the rest. Stress-free parties and events start with a call to Skavisa.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto. No appointment necessary. Highway 290 West, next to Apple Ford.
Mr. Windshield, here for all your auto glass needs. 2831 US 290 West in Brenham.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
For your water well shed needs, visit easywellshed.com for more details.
Coach's Insurance Agency. Get yourself coached up on the insurance you need. Call 979-353-2033 in Brenham.
Keep your pets happy and healthy. Low-cost spay, neuter, and vaccines at Animal Friends of Washington County. Online at afvet.org.
All right, as we head to the top of the fifth inning, and for the College Station Cougars, it'll be Brett Basham, Landon Hawkinson, and Landon Atkinson against Luke Hardy. Cubs lead 2-0. And, well, they just can't. That's one of those in that last inning, going back to the double play turn there. Of course, Hudson Story, the third baseman, starting it. And then just got around the horn, and that was about as flawlessly executed as you could get.
I tell you what, it was about as quick as it can be done. I mean, just it was that high hopper to third base. He fielded cleanly, the hard throw to second. And then a quick throw to first base, and just barely got Braden Steele at first, but completed the double play.
And so now Brett Basham, the batter here. And pitch taken for a strike, it's 0-1. Next pitch from Hardy, and that one's a little check swing. Over to Braden Steele, and that's out number one. Just a little sinking line drive, still able to get the glove on it. And that'll bring up Landon Hawkinson.
Landon Hawkinson.
And this one, a high fly ball deep. And it's off the wall. Bet you get it in. No,
got him.
Got him. What a play there by Dalton Hart.
I tell you what. If I was that coach, Doug, he thought the ball was out. And we knew it hit off the wall.
Yeah.
And he should have known it hit off the wall. And he loafed around first base thinking that he was going to circle the bases. And
catcher number 22, Landon Atkinson.
And Benke able to get it and fire a bullet there to Hart. And Hart getting there and right before he got to the bag and put the tag on him, getting the out.
I tell you what, need to put emphasis on that. Great play by Drake Benke, fielding that ball off the wall and making a good strong throw to second.
And so now two down in the inning, and I'm bringing up Landon Atkinson.
And, Doug, that was the first hit.
Yeah. It swung on and missed.
The thing of it is, if you're gonna lose one, lose it off the wall.
There's no question on that, yeah. So single and then the put out, and then the 9-6 on the put out at second. And that one outside for a ball. What's been a great outing here for Luke Hardy.
Tell you what, just a great effort there, again, by Benke and Dalton Hart.
That one, a line shot out to right, and that'll be hit number two there. And that'll bring up Jordan Morales now. And so second hit for the Cougars.
Jordan Morales.
You never take it for granted, Doug.
No.
The hitter took it for granted, and he could have easily been at second base. He could have.
Oh, no doubt.
But
had he been running
and
all
then
the way.
Now you come up with the base hit, and it could have been a one-run ball game.
Yeah, you know, so. You're exactly right.
So great job there by the Cubs on defense.
And so Morales now steps in here. Two outs, a runner aboard. Hardy working from the stretch.
Pinch running for the Cougars, number 5, Zach Burleson.
And got Zach Burleson, the courtesy runner down at first for College Station. Running for the catcher, Atkinson. Next pitch from Hardy. Up high for a ball, and it's 2-0. And Tucker throwing over to make sure the runner stays honest down there. It's at first base. And it's a strike call.
Yeah, good comeback pitch there by Luke. Oh, Doug, I got to tell you who I ran into.
Okay, well, we'll get after this next pitch. And taken for a ball, 3-1. Who would that be?
The first thing, the daughter came up behind me in HEB, Mrs. June Dreyer.
Oh, wow, I hadn't seen Mama June in quite a while.
Mom is doing, by the way, you don't know that, but that was one of my second and third mothers.
And pitch foul away, 3-2.
But looked very, very well, doing well.
That was good.
Good to see her daughter, Joan, one of the twins.
Yeah.
So it was a really good day today. So great to see her.
Absolutely. I mean, the few of us that have gotten to know them over the years get to call her Mama June.
Oh, no, it is. No, there's no other way to say it. It's Mama June. So.
Three balls and two strikes. And that one, a ground ball to short, Hart up with it.
Good
fires
play
to
there.
First, and that will retire the side. In the inning, there were no runs, two hits, no errors, one left on. And we go to the bottom of the fifth. Cubs lead it 2-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Robert's Service Station, Brenham's favorite full-service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice-cold drinks.
Subway, freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person with 3 Subway locations in Brenham.
Where teens thrive, lead, and belong. The Boys and Girls Club believes in your greatness.
For a sweet job on your residential and commercial plumbing needs, call Plum Level. Techs you can trust to be on the level.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
And Boggan warming it up, and he'll be looking at Landry Mendoza, Dalton Hart, and Owen Finke here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. After that last inning, Coach Wheaton probably, I would say, wanting to see some insurance runs up on that ball.
I would think that is a really, really good point. So.
And Landry Mendoza to lead it off
leading
here.
At the bottom of the fifth, Vernon Cup, second baseman, number 9, Landry.
And Coach Litton is scratching his head and saying, this maybe could have been a one-run ball game.
Yep. Pitch taken for a strike, 0-1. Mendoza grounded out to third, his first time up. Swung and a miss, and it's 0-2. Mendoza swings and misses that. And he's down on strikes. Four out number one. 5 strikeouts now for Boggan. And that'll bring up Dalton Hart.
At shortstop, number 2, Dalton Hart.
Last time at bat, Dalton Hart, line drive fly out to left field.
One for two officially, and that one a high bouncer, and Boggan will field it, throw to first, and it's two down. And now bring up Owen Finke. Finke one for two, but that one was a two-run homer, and right now that's the difference in the game.
That right now that is the ball game.
Third baseman, number 8,
Owen Finke. And a pitch up high for a ball. 1-0.
Boggan starts him high and outside this time.
And this one, a ground ball to third. And they'll pull the first baseman off the bag, but he tagged Finke as he was going by. And so that is out number 3. In the inning for the Cubs, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on. We go to the 6th inning. Cubs lead it 2-0 back after we hear another 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
McCoy's Lumber. From a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
Explore Hyundai of Brenham's new electric vehicles. Eco-friendly, cutting edge, and ready for a test drive. Highway 290 West.
For mouth-watering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main in Brenham.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street. For recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
Norman's Pharmacy, independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
Blake Sander with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait. Go see Blake.
Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant on Prairie Lee Street. All-you-can-eat buffet and full menu items daily.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street in Brenham.
All right, as we come back here, and Lucardi warming it up for the 6th inning. He'll be looking at Hudson Story, Keaton Johnson, and Blaze Sanger. Cubs leading it 2-0 here. It's the district opener. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you from Fireman's Park in Hudson Story, who turned a great double play earlier in the game for College Station and made another good play in the other inning, and he steps up here 0-for-1, struck out his only at bat thus far of the night.
This is another typical College Station Cub baseball game.
Oh, yeah. Nail-biter. And takes the pitch for a strike. It's 0-1.
That's it. Again, Luke Hardy coming with first pitch strike.
And that one taken for a ball, 1-1. And there's, and that's a strike call, and it's 1-2. Kind of a delay there. And it's 1-2.
That was like one of those softball calls.
Oh, yeah.
Got him.
And strike three called. That's now 9 strikeouts for Hardy. And it brings it back to the top of the College Station batting order with Keaton Johnson. And takes the pitch for a strike. It's 0-1.
Tell you what, that's been the key to this ballgame, Doug. Luke Hardy throwing strikes.
Absolutely. I went back to Luke. He had one stretch where he had struck out seven batters in a row. And, I mean, he's just pitched a whale in the ballgame here tonight. And strike called. 1-2. Yeah, a nice block. Pitch was down in the dirt. Nice block there by Brody Tucker. He did a good job of getting down low and making sure that ball stayed in front of him. 2-2 pitch. And swung on it, fouled away. Count remains 2-2.
Tell you what, good pitch. Luke came with a pitch on that inside corner, kind of jammed him, and he only got just enough of it to stay alive.
And that went up and in the ball. It's 3-2.
One of those rare occasions, Luke goes to full count.
And strike three called. Johnson thought he had a walk.
No, he walked him.
Oh, he did? No.
What is it?
Tucker threw down. He thought it was a strike call. And I think that's what Coach Wheaton is coming out for. He's wanting to know, was that a strike three or was that ball four? I thought I heard him call strike. And apparently not. Apparently not. Okay, so that is a walk.
I saw his hand. Now, was he going with the hand up? I don't know.
Yeah. And so that actually ends up being just the first walk issued by Hardy tonight. Yeah. And play Sanger, the batter now. And fouls that one away, 0-1.
I'll just settle down.
Mm-hmm. Main thing
we got an out. Got an out. So
Infielder's playing up the middle, looking for a double play ball. Throw over, and Johnson back underneath the tag attempt there by Steele. And down low ball, nice block there by Tucker. 1-1 count.
Again, one of those rare occasions when Luke gets somebody on base. Just really has done a really, really great job this evening.
This one in the miss. 1-2. Got him to chase one outside. Let's go. And outside of ball, throw down, and runner back in safely. Two balls and two strikes now on Sanger. Sanger is 0 for 2. Grounded to first and struck out. And outside of ball, 3-2 now.
Don't want to lose him now.
And that one shot over to Hart, and Hart booted the ball. And that is, well, they're going to call it a hit there. Hart had a shot at that one. That's going to put two runners aboard now. And we're going to get a visit to the mound. I think right now, coach is just coming out just to settle everybody down.
Yeah.
We're in the top of the sixth inning. Cubs lead it 2-0. And College Station threatening here. And Hardy trying to get through this sixth inning.
Through the right fielder, number 20, Zeke Fuller.
Hardy's thrown 89 pitches thus far.
89?
Yeah.
Wow.
And Zeke Bullard, the batter. That light there in to get through this inning. And Bullard swings and misses 0-1.
Good job there by Luke. Come back. Throw strikes.
Yeah, that one fouled away. And it's quickly here, 0-2 on Bullard. A little bit high there, and it's 1-2. One outside of ball, 2-2.
Okay, the Cubs do have somebody warming up, so.
Two on, one out here in the sixth. And up high, ball 3.
Settle down, throw strikes.
3-2 pitch. And that one is popped up. Binky and Hart giving chase. Hart calling for it. And a dropped in.
Got him!
They got him the third. The wind blew it back into the field. It was going out of bounds. Wind blew it back into the field of play, and it dropped in. and heads up play there in left field for the Cubs.
That was Sinaga.
Blue Sinaga getting it in and getting the out there at third.
Tell you what, that's one of those strange fielder's choices.
Yeah.
But to our advantage.
So two down now. Hard to just get one more out and get out of this inning.
Great play there by the Cubs. Good job.
And next pitch in there for a strike.
Banfield took a call third strike last time.
And that one gets away from Tucker. One ball, one strike. Wild pitch allows the runner just to move up. Sanger to third, Bullard to second. And what's the question here? Why have we
he's getting a runner, pinch runner.
Okay.
Pinch runner is Trip Oliver. Is that right?
That's.
I did good.
Yeah. And it's a trip. And now goes Wheaton going out to the hill with a 1-1 count.
Okay. With this being the cleanup hitter, I believe I'd pitch this guy real, real careful.
Yeah. Already right now, 97 pitches. So. Yeah, I think his night may be coming to a close here. He may only get another batter or two.
Yeah, what is the pitch count now?
He's at 97.
Yeah, no, but what is the max?
I forget what the max is on that.
I'm gonna have to get on that rule.
And pitch is a ball, and 2-1. Hardy just needed one more.
You walk this guy. It's not the world's worst thing. It puts a play at any base then.
Foul tip, and it's 2-2.
And, hey, I like that guts by Luke going right at him.
And so now we got pitch number 100 here. And down low a ball. Tucker keeps it in front of him. Keep the runners from moving up. And it's a full count now.
They're heating up real quick down there, Doug.
Oh, just got a text here from our good friend Carl Prohoda. The max is 110.
What was that?
The max pitches is 110 is allowed.
Okay, that's what I thought
so
it was.
So he is 10 away from the max.
I thought it was 110.
And ball four. And they threw the ball away. They were trying to throw back and get the runner at third, and they threw the ball away. And on the error, Sanger comes in to score. That'll be an E2 on Tucker, and it's now 2-1 game. And that'll bring up Brett Basham. So two on.
Am I right on that, Doug? Only a second walk? Am I correct?
Yes, just a second walk, and they've both unfortunately been in this inning.
I tell you what, Doug, right now, going back to the last inning, that play made by the Cubs is looming even bigger yet.
Yeah. Not to mention the play Blue Sinega just made earlier this
and
inning.
And the play that Blue Sinega made. Two really, really big plays there by the Cub defense.
And Hardy still out there. Basham the batter.
I think what Coach would like to do is he'd like to see Luke get out of this inning.
2-1 now. Swung and a miss, 0-1.
Good fastball. Couldn't catch up to it.
And he hit him. That'll load the bases now for College Station. Creates a force play anywhere. And here comes Coach Wheaton.
Coach.
I believe this will be the pitching change. And I think Hardy's going to get a nice hand here from this crowd.
Really, really outstanding pitching performance this season.
He has pitched a heck of a ball game tonight. Now let's see if the guys can hold on for him. Meantime, with the pitch and change, we'll send you back to the studios and let's hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
Specializing in pork products, J&J Packing Company, your wholesale meat distributor.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains plumbing and drain experts.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library, your link to the past and gateway to the future.
Find that dream car you've always wanted at Apple Ford in Brenham. Just ask for Johnny the Car Guy.
Any property you see, call EB, 979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Herman Electric, LLC, serving the area with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
Whitner Plumbing, LLC, in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
Okay, as we come back here, we're in the top of the sixth inning, and it is the Brenham Cubs leading the College Station Cougars 2-1. Dawson Kime has come on now in relief of Luke Hardy. Hardy leaves the game 103 pitches tonight, and he right now is in line. He could be the winner, he could be the loser, depending on what happens in this next at bat. If Kime can just get one out here, get the Cubs through this inning. Landon Hawkins, the batter, he last time up hit one off the wall and then got gunned down trying to stretch it from a single to a double. And Kime's first pitch outside for a ball, 1-0, and there's no place to put him.
I'm not going to say it, Doug, but I got a better word than I would say.
And next pitch. Inside a ball, and it's 2-0.
Dawson, we just got to throw strikes now.
Next pitch from Kime. In there for a strike, and it's 2-1.
Good comeback pitch. Good thing he's keeping the ball down.
one foul away, and it's 2-2. So now one more strike. Time comes set. And here's the pitch. And that one's down the line, fair ball. That's going to get two, maybe three home. They're going to hold the runner at third. It's a two-run double for Landon Atkinson. And College Station has now taken a 3-2 lead. And now bring up Landon Atkinson.
Tell you what, you definitely don't want to give up any more here now. Atkinson with a base hit his last time.
Yep. He's the eighth batter of the inning for the Cougars. That one, a ground ball to second. Mendoza up with it. Throws to first, and that'll retire the side. But the damage done in this inning. College Station coming up with three runs on two hits. There was one error and two runners left on. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. College Station leading the Cubs 3-2. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Apple Ford on Highway 290 in Brenham, your spot for new or used Fords.
Shop where the builders shop. Woodson Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Schleider Furniture and Mattress Co. in Brenham, the home of Sealy Posturepedic, beats Big City Gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
Faith Mission WIC, 100 South Chapel Street in Brenham. Empowering and educating families to make healthy choices for healthy families. Texas WIC.
For every young resale shop, 701 East Commerce. For gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Experience truly exceptional service at Tegeler Toyota, 1515 Highway 290 West and at TeglerToyota.com.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 20 years. 289-0436.
Faith Mission, 40 years of service providing a hand up for the citizens of Washington County. Don's Appliance Services, fast, courteous service on your appliances. A local business serving local people.
All right, as we come here, we're back to the bottom of the sixth inning. And for the Brenham Cubs, it'll be Drake Behnke, Ethan Oshabek, and Luke Hardy. And by the way, I forgot to do this when Kahn came into the game. And that pitching change was sponsored by Wellman Insurance. Make the change to Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance is insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, home, personal, or business. Give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. That's 836-3613. And Behnke steps up here. Cubs trailing at 3-2 to the College Station Cougars here in the district opener. Cubs were leading 2-0. After a two-run homer by Owen Finke in the first, but then College Station putting up three runs in the last inning, and Behnke smacks this one foul over to the left side. So now let's see if the Cub offense can answer.
Tell you what, Doug, we got just what we want, though, three, four, and five up.
And up high for a ball, 1-1 on Behnke. Benke's been walked both times. 1-1 pitch. Fouls that one away, and it's 1-2. And taken for a ball, 2-2. Benke with a good eye up there at the plate.
And the pitch was off that outside corner. The Cougar faithfuls didn't think so.
And that one outside of ball. 3-2.
You know, here he goes. He went 3-1 on the first time and 3-1 on the second time. He's now at full count on Behnke.
And ball four. Benke draws his third walk of the game. And that'll bring up Ethan Aschenbeck. Right now, Cubs need some hits. Their only two hits of the game are Hart's single and Pinky's home run that came in the first inning. And since then, they have not had a hit in this game. Since then, it's been four walks and a hit batsman, and that's been it. And Aschenbeck, the batter here. Squares away to Bunt and popped it up. Caught by the pitcher, and Benke back into first. And so that'll bring up Luke Hardy now.
Designated hitter number
19,
Luke Hardy.
Well, let's see if Hardy can get himself off the hook with the bat here. Time is called. Baseball got loose from the dugout.
Wonder what they were doing in the dugout, throw it out on the field.
I don't know. And first pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. And Hardy takes down low, ball two. No activity in the College Station bullpen. And down low, ball 3-0 now. Blue Sinega would be due up next.
Well, I tell you what, Doug, we were cruising along to have a quick ball game, and now it got a little lengthy here.
Yeah, and strike called. 3-1. Yeah, I mean, we did first four innings in under an hour, and now 45 minutes to go. We still haven't gone the next two full innings yet. Pitch foul away. Full count now on Hardy. Three balls, two strikes, one out. Runner at first. Benke taking his lead. Throw back over, and Benke down there safely.
We'll take an errant throw down there in the bullpen.
Yeah, they want to launch one. Go right ahead. And outside, ball four. Hardy takes the walk. That'll put two runners aboard now. And that'll bring up Blue Sinega. And, well, we're going to have a pinch hitter. Sinega getting called back.
Let's see who this is. Can you read that number?
He hasn't turned to where I can see the number.
16.
That would be Brooks Rosnowski.
Brooks Rosnowski.
Pinch hitting for the Cubs, number 16, Brooks Rosnowski.
Rosnowski caught. Sinega was 0-for-2 with two strikeouts. So Rosnowski going to pinch it here and see if he can come through with a hit.
Still no activity in the...
And he sends this one, a ground ball to the shortstop. Shortstop blew to the ball. And everybody's safe everywhere. And so they have loaded the bases now for Brody Tucker. And only one out in the inning. And let's see if we can at least get a tie this thing up. And now they're going to pull Rosnowski and put Sinega back in.
Yeah.
Running at first base, number 6, Blue Sinega.
And we're going to get a visit to the mound. Still don't see anybody going down the bullpen area for College Station. I'm bringing them a lot of time out there. I mean, come on. I know they're only supposed to get 30 seconds. He's been out there over a minute at least. And Boggan right now, he's only thrown, according to our official pitch count, he's only at 80 pitches so far.
He's running at third base, number 10, Caleb Maurer.
And Maurer is going to come in and run for Benke at third base.
Yeah.
Number three, Brody Tucker.
The five walks has been his. Of course, three have been to Benke.
Yeah. And so let's see if Tucker can get that run home and tie it up.
Oh, they're at double play depth. So.
And takes the first pitch for a strike, 0-1. Braden Steele on deck, and then it'd be Landry Mendoza. Outside of ball, 1-1. Now they're getting bullpen activity for College Station. And Tucker takes outside, 2-1.
Well, here we go, Doug. It'll be a barn burner anyway.
And he called a strike. Oh, Tucker looked back at him on that one. 2-2. That looked high to me, to you.
Wow.
Two balls, two strikes. Pitch to Tucker. Dribbler to third. And he will come. Well, wait a minute. Was it a foul? What happened there?
Where did it come off his foot?
Apparently it did.
Holy moly.
Fouled it off his foot.
I'll tell you what, Doug, we've seen a little bit of everything this evening.
I'm telling you what, this is one of the darndest games we've ever called tonight.
Wow.
So two balls, two strikes, bases are loaded, and Boggan with his next pitch
and
on the way to Tucker.
Just make contact.
And he sent this one, and that is going to drop in for a base hit. Maurer will score. And coming in with a go-ahead run is going to be Harding, and the Cubs have retaken the lead 4-3. Two-run single, Brody Tucker.
How do you like that one? A perfect night for Tucker. A walk, a hit batter, and now a base hit.
And that'll bring up Braden Steele now.
Pitch running at second base, number 17.
And Nate Rao going in to run for Tucker.
Yeah. And still only one out.
Yeah.
Batting for the Cubs. First baseman number 12, Braden Steele.
And pitches outside for a ball. 1-0. And that one shot to the second baseman. Going to come home and gets the out at the plate. The fielder's choice.
Tell you what, really good play there by the second baseman. Fielded it clean. He made the perfect throw and got the tag at home.
And so it'll be Landry Mendoza, the batter now. Runners at the corners, two down.
Okay, I am correct, Doug. We only have three hits, right?
Yeah.
Second baseman number nine, Landry Mendoza.
Side 1-0.
I tell you what, Doug, and that, now here we go back to that hit off the wall. It looks big again.
Yeah. And stepped off. And looked back the other way. Brennan fans want to balk there. And outside for a ball. And Mendoza fouls that one away. 2-1. Dalton Hart waiting on deck. He's chomping at the bit. He'd love to get up there in this inning. Try to check his swing. And base umpire says no swing. 3-1 now on Landry. Runners take their leads.
Well, here we were cruising along with zeros, and everything has happened in this ball last four. Inning.
Mendoza walks, and that'll get Dalton Hart up with the bases loaded. Hart, the eighth batter of the inning for the Cubs.
Cubs shortstop number two, Dalton Hart.
Hart 1-3 with a single and a run scored. Takes the first pitch for a ball, 1-0. And fouls that one back into the screen. Side for a ball. 2-1 count now on Hart.
Nowhere to go here. Let's go.
And sends this one a high fly ball out to center.
Over his head.
Yeah, got over his head. That's going to clear the bases. And it's a 3-run double for Dalton Hart. That'll give the Cubs now a 7-3 lead. Rao scores, Steele scores, Mendoza scores. Now some breathing room for Kime when he goes. And it looks like College Station is going to make a pitching change. Breathing. Logan was dominating until this inning, and now this inning, the Cub bats have come to life and have put a five spot up there and taken a went from a one run deficit to now a four run lead. And that is going to be it for Boggan. And with the pitching change, we're going to take a break and be back. We're in the bottom of the sixth. Cubs lead at 7-3. Back into here, 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Naylor Floors, LLC. Experience in wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
Allen Day Funeral Homes and Crematorium, when you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
Brenham Heritage Museum, telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Brenham Chrysler Jeep Dodge, paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick up some today.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody's somebody at the Toy Box.
Tielemann Construction and Stegant Tielemann Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
Find the right insurance rate for you and your loved ones with Washington County Insurance, where everyone is treated like family, friends, and neighbors. 979-251-7771.
We're back here in the bottom of the sixth inning, and your new pitcher for College Station is going to be Miles Simpson taking over. And this pitching change brought to you by Wellman Insurance. Make the change to Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance is insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, home, personal, or business. Give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. That's 836-3613 for Wellman Insurance in Brenham. And Simpson coming in, he'll be looking at Owen Pinky Drake. Well, it's two outs, Hart at second, and Owen Pinky is the next hitter up. But what a way this game has gone. Cubs leading up until this inning, the Cubs were leading 2-0, and then they put up three in the top half, and now we've got five in the bottom half.
Yeah, so.
Third baseman, number 8, Owen Finke.
Finke 1-for-3, but that one is a two-run homer back in the first inning.
After that, Boggan just pretty well shut the Cubs down.
And Finke fouled that one away, and it's 0-1. Outside for a ball. One ball and one strike.
I guess really we didn't expect anything different, did we?
Nope. Next pitch is in there for a strike. That's why the late great Milo Hamilton used to always say baseball is the most unpredictable sport in the world.
And, no doubt about it. And we have to say the great Milo Hamilton.
Yeah. Throw back, and Hart was in there safely.
Well, Luke's off the hook.
Yep. And this one popped foul, holds the count at 1-2 on Finke. And of course, we still have to play the top of the seventh inning.
I sure like it a lot better going with a three-run lead, though.
Yeah, or four,
at least
four,
a three.
Yeah, four-run right there.
Yeah.
And foul away. And outside of ball. 2-2 now on Owen Finke. Dart takes his lead. Benke waiting on deck. Outside ball three, and it's a full count now. And Finke swings and misses down on strikes, and that will retire the side. But in the inning, the Cubs do score five runs, and they've retaken the lead. It's Brenham 7, College Station 3. We go to the seventh inning. Cubs 3 outs away from taking the first district game. We'll be back to see how it transpires after we hear another 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Valley since 1939. Visit online at wctractor.com.
J&A Roofing. Experts in every aspect of roofing, from new construction to green, energy-efficient solutions.
For proven results, trust the experience and expertise of Realtor Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is their business. 836-2331.
Awards and more. Creating custom awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley. Highway 36 South in Brenham.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
Computer Helpers. Brenham's favorite choice for a new computer, sales, and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
All right, back we go here. And for the seventh inning, Dawson Keim out on the hill for the Cubs. They'll be looking at Jordan Miles, Hudson Story, and Keaton Johnson. Cubs 3 outs away from trying to take this first district game, and Morales swings and misses. 0-1. Cubs leading it 7-3. Keim ready with his next pitch. And strike two.
Yeah, quick 0-2 on him.
And that one is set foul down the right field line and out of play.
Tell you what, we got as good a scenario as we want, the bottom half of the order. And you get back up to the top of the order and no damage.
Up high for a ball, 1-2. Morales is 0-2 in the game, a strikeout and a ground out. And down low a ball. 2-2 now. And a throw down to first and complete the strikeout there.
There we go.
And that's one away. Oh, by the way, we got to send happy birthday wishes out today to a good friend of ours. Big Daddy himself, Nathan Winkleman.
Oh, birthday. You know what? I got that in my book. I forgot that. Happy birthday, Nathan.
Yes, sir.
I got it. It's in my little book that I have at home. And I.
Yeah. And Hudson Story, the batter. Now let's see if we can give him, pull out a birthday win here for him. And pitches a ball, 1-0. And strike call, 1-1. Foul away, and it's 1-2. And that one, a ground ball foul up the first base side. Steal over there to knock it down. Holds the count at 1-2. Yeah, we reached the top of the hour. I want to let you know you're listening to KWHI, 1280 AM, K269GU, 101.7 FM, and across the web at kwhi.com. And that one up high for a ball, 2-2. And Dawson Kime will kick in, bring it.
Got him.
Oh, he said no swing. First base umpire. Call.
Has he called one this evening?
Not since that first earlier bat where they overturned it.
Yeah.
Ever since then. And that time got him on. That's a no-doubter there. And it's a two down now, and the Cubs need just one more out, and it's the leadoff man, Keaton Johnson, coming up here for College Station. And he sends his one ground ball to second.
Should be the game.
Mendoza up with it. Throw to first. Gets the out. That's the ball game. Cubs win it 7-3 over the College Station Cougars. And they strike first here in district play. That's going to let you know here that this broadcast of Brenham Cub Baseball made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. Stay tuned for the postgame show coming up next. Postgame made possible by Conjura Tile, Performance Health and Wellness, Tieleman Construction, The Mattress Guys, Gilmore Electric Express, Woodman Life, The Paint Warehouse, John Breeden with State Farm, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Walsh Construction, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger and Brenham, Holy Real Estate, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching, WC Tractor, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Double D Glass Services, Wingstop, Coaches Insurance, DDM Pipe and Steel, and TNA Services. Back with the postgame after these words from our sponsors.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction and remodeling? Tieleman Construction has been serving the community for 70 years. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Tieleman Construction your first choice for any of your residential needs. Tieleman Construction is proud to sponsor the local area athletes and are cheering for the Cubs and Cubettes during the baseball-softball season.
If you have unwanted guests in your home, T&A Pest Control can help. T&A Pest Control Services is locally owned and operated in Brenham. They provide you with their brand name products and give you the best quality service they have to offer. Give them a call today for a free quote and let them help you get on your way to a pest management plan that works for you. At T&A Services, their number is 979-203-7632 or for Espanol, 979-661-2524.
So, how's the new job?
Love it. But it's not just a job, it's a career.
Life insurance? Love?
I told you Woodman Life is really active in the community, right? They support all kinds of community improvement projects. How's your job, by the way?
Don't ask.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring. Contact them for your life insurance and financial security for your family.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
In the heart of Texas, where the land speaks volumes, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching is your go-to partner to transform your property. Locally owned and operated in Brenham, Trailmasters specializes in forestry mulching, ground clearing, and underbrushing services. With professional precision, they help you restore and maintain your natural landscapes efficiently. Trailmasters is your trusted partner for a cleaner and breathtaking property. Visit TrailmastersTexas.com and visit their Facebook page today. Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching wishes all the athletes a successful baseball and softball season.
Are you looking for a new home or wanting to sell your ranch? Hody Real Estate has been active in all aspects of real estate since 1978. They're family-owned and operated in the heart of downtown Brenham with everything from residential and country homes, farms and ranches, unimproved lots, acreage, and commercial property. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 836-8532. And receive the professional real estate marketing and representation you deserve. Hody Real Estate, roots for the home team this baseball softball season.
All right, as we come back here, and the Brenham Cubs get the victory tonight over College Station in this district opener. And joining us now here, Dalton Hart. And Dalton, congratulations. This was a big win for you guys tonight.
Thank you. It's a good feeling just to come into the first district game. And we got punched in the mouth, to be honest, in that last inning. And it just felt good to unite as a team and come back and get the win.
Yeah, you got on base to start things off, and then right behind you, you had Owen hit the big two-run homer, and I imagine y'all had things had to be feeling good in the dugout there for a little while.
Yes, sir. We felt really good. Obviously, we thought there was a couple innings where we should have just scored a couple more, but we kept fighting, kept being resilient, and I'm just proud of our team.
Yeah, and then they were able to unfortunately come back and get a lead there, but you guys battled back there in that bottom of the sixth inning, and you had the big three-run double that turned out to be the game winners there. And take us through that bat. What were you seeing up there?
Yes, sir. I was getting a lot of off speeds after my first at bat when I hit a single on the fastball, and so I just kept telling myself to just see it up. And once I committed to that approach of staying up the middle and seeing it up, he left the fastball up for me, and I knew I wasn't going to miss it. And there was a play earlier in College Station's big inning where I thought I could have made it to help the team out and turn the double play. So I knew my team was relying on me to just get those runs back for us.
All right. And now coming up, get tomorrow off, but then Thursday back at it again.
Yes, sir. Looking forward to it. A lot of baseball.
Exactly. And Dalton, thank you for joining us. And
yes, sir.
We got a line out in the hall there.
Yes, sir.
All right, we're going to get Brody Tucker in here. And, Brody, first of all, congratulations on this win here tonight. This is a big one. You always love to get district started off with a win.
Always, yes, sir.
And, Luke Hardy, I thought, really. Now, toward the end there in the sixth inning, they kind of got to him a little bit, but overall, looked like he was out there throwing really good tonight.
He was throwing a great game tonight. You know, when you have a guy on the mound that's top at 91, has a great off-speed, great two-seam, great changeup, you know, it's kind of hard to hit for any other team. Like, he just gets up there and dominates. You know, towards the end of the game, you get tired, and you leave some over the plate, and they might catch a few hits, but he dominated most of the game. He just has a great, great pitching lineup.
Yeah, and then at the plate tonight, especially in that sixth inning when they needed it, he came through with a two-run single there to get things back in front. Take us through that at bat there.
So I get 2-2, and they call time, and the coach goes up and talks to the pitcher. You know, in this moment, I'm stressing. I have some nerves, but I just kind of sat there, let the moment kick in, and just threw a prayer up to God and made sure that he was next to me and he was with me as I went through this at bat. And, you know, I got to the full count and I hit that ball with my shin, and they called it fair. And I kind of was
We were wondering about that ourselves up here. What
so I hit a ball with my shin. They called it fair, and I call it foul. I said it hit off my shin. You know, in that moment, that run scored, so that could have been a tied game. But I just threw another prayer up to God in that last pitch. You know, I just trusted him, made sure he was next to me, and then I blacked out after that. I don't even remember hitting the ball. Just trusted my hands, trusted my body, and trusted God.
And I know when the top of the seventh there, when y'all got that last out, I know that had to be a big relief too.
Yes, it was a great, great relief. You know, Kime's a great starter, but you know he's also a great reliever. And you have a guy that just goes up there and throws strikes and locates. You know, it's hard for hitters to hit.
Yep. All right. Well, Brody, thanks for joining us. Congratulations on the win, and we'll see y'all on Thursday.
I appreciate it.
All right, and now coming in, we got Owen Finke joining us. And, Owen, big win for you guys here tonight over a really tough College Station team.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and you kind of got everything started here for the guys in the bottom half of that first inning. Dalton got on, and then you were able to come up and get the scoring started with a two-run homer. Tell us about that at bat.
Yeah, after Dalton got that base hit up the middle, I knew he was going to start me with the fastball. They just wanted me to get out the way. They probably thought I was bunting or something. So I knew I was getting a fastball. Spivey gave me a sign, and then got what I wanted.
Yeah, and throughout the night, with the exception of just the sixth inning, Keim in the seventh and then Luke through the first five, really dominating out there. And talk about the job your teammates did tonight.
Yes, sir. Like when we have Luke or Keim on the mound, we know they can do their job, throw strikes, and get us back in the dugout, and that's what they did.
And I know that sixth inning was kind of frustrating when they got the when they took the lead on you guys. But what was the mood like there in the dugout? Because it doesn't seem like y'all got down. Y'all were just like, okay, come on, we're not done yet.
Yes, sir. We just had to battle back from that and not let it keep our heads down. Come back in the dugout, hit.
All right, and then coming up now, Thursday night, you get to go see these guys again, but at their place. Yes, and y'all going to be ready for it?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
All right, thanks, Owen.
Thanks, Doug.
And now we're going to get Luke Hardy in here. And, Luke, congratulations. Big win for you guys here tonight.
Sir, over, yes, sir.
I know you'd like to get in the W in, on your record, but those first five innings, you were just dominating out there. It looked like you had everything going for you.
Yes, sir. All three of my pitches were working. My velo was pretty good today, and I was just throwing everything for strikes, and I was just confident with every pitch, throwing everything with intent. And, I was very confident tonight.
And then the sixth inning kind of unfortunately came unraveled a little bit there. But what I was impressed with was the way you guys didn't let it ultimately be your undoing, that y'all were able to come back in the bottom half of that sixth. And you were a big part of that inning at the plate there, getting those runs back.
Yes, sir. After the sixth inning, it's one run. We've been hitting great all year. And, all the guys in our lineup, they've been hitting great all year. And I trusted them. I knew we were going to do it.
Yeah. And up and down the line. And then I know when Dalton had that three-run double, that had to be a big relief also.
Yes, sir. I was happy, obviously. And it was like a weight lift off my shoulders. But, yeah, and then Keim came in. I mean, he's the guy you want in those situations. He wants the ball. I mean, he got that dog mentality, and he wants to be on the mound in every situation.
Sure. Yeah, it's a good one to have. And now you guys get tomorrow off and then go at it again Thursday night at their place. You ready for it?
Yes, sir, I'm ready.
All right, Luke, yes, congratulations on the win tonight. Let's get Coach Wheaton in here. All right, Coach. Well, this was quite the game. Tommy and I were talking. We think we saw a little bit of everything in this game.
Yeah, you did. And it usually seems that way when we play these guys. But, what a gutsy performance by all of our guys. And, Tucker getting a two-strike hit there, that's huge.
Yeah, and then Luke Hardy, of course, pitching-wise, he had just an incredible outing, battled the whole way. To the first, struggled a little bit there in the sixth, but the first five innings, he was just lights out, just about as dominant as you could get out there.
No, you said it. That's the word, dominant. I know he struck out the side once, maybe another inning right after that, but he said it. His velo was up. I think he PR'd tonight, hitting low nines, and, that's a tough ask for anybody. And, he's continuing to progress in each one of his outings. I know he lost it at the end, probably getting a little fatigued. That was part of the plan the whole time. We knew we had Keim. We were going to turn the ball over to him late. That's something we talked about with Keim last week. And, that gives him the opportunity to have the baseball twice a week. So he'll be hot again on Friday. Steele will take the mound. But what a gutsy performance by Hardy for sure.
Yeah, and then Keim coming on in relief there. And he was able to get the last out there in the sixth and then just shut him down there in the seventh. And that's what you want when you got him coming out of the bullpen.
Yeah, that guy's had such a great career here, and he's got so much experience on the mound, and who more do you want to have the ball in those types of situations, these types of games? It's Dawson Keim. So I don't know what we're going to do moving forward next week. We'll see how it plays out. But all three of those guys, and even Sterling and Kyle Curtis, have been throwing well. So we've got some options coming out of the bullpen late, but, again – starting pitching is huge in this league, in this district. You got to get great starts out of your guys, and Hardy and Steele have been giving us that for sure.
And then on the flip side of the coin, hitting tonight, after the initial two-run homer there by Finke. Kind of was down for a little bit, and then all of a sudden there in the sixth inning just exploded right there.
Well, that's kind of been Balgan's M.O. Credit to him. I thought he threw a great ball game, but where he's gotten in trouble earlier in the year is just falling behind in counts, and he didn't do that tonight for the most part. He stayed on the attack, even falling down early in the first inning. He's a good arm. He's been a good arm. So he made it tough on our hitters, but good job by those guys loading up the bases. I know Dalton and Tucker got the big swing, but I thought we had some good at-bats, not expanding the strike zone, especially in big moments right there. You know, I don't know if anybody realizes this, but you're not supposed to get the two-out, two-strike hit. That's a really hard thing to do. So I'm so proud of Brody Tucker, man. What an incredible night for him.
Yeah, and now you guys get ready. And, anytime you play a college station team, when you can get that win and get the early advantage on them, that's going to be a lot going into Thursday's game.
Sure. It frees the guys up a little bit. Playing with a little more confidence. Momentum obviously is huge in any sports, but especially high school baseball. So it's a confident group over there. We feel like we're hitting our stride at the right time, and looking forward to going out and watching them compete on Thursday for sure.
All right, Coach. Hey, thanks for joining us.
Appreciate
good win
y'all.
Tonight.
Yep.
And we'll be back with more of the postgame after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Are you searching for a healthier lifestyle? Living with everyday stress? Are you an injured athlete, a weekend warrior, or something in between? At Performance Health and Wellness, Dr. Reagan and her staff are ready to get you feeling your best with chiropractic care for all walks of life, aesthetic services for all skin types, and counseling services for ages 6 to 17. Make an appointment today at Performance Health and Wellness by calling 979-451-9111 or by visiting the new office at 301 East Academy Street in Brenham.
Wayne and Clarence of Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes baseball and softball teams this season. We're cheering on the Cubs and Cubettes into another successful season leading into the playoffs. We wish them a swift and safe victory this spring. Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, we make it personal.
The Whataburger Monterey Melt is back? You've got some nerve showing up here again, looking all delicious with your fresh all-beef patties, melty cheeses, grilled peppers and onions, and jalapeno ranch. When I want you, you're nowhere to be found. And now you're back? Aw, get in here. We just missed you, that's all. The Whataburger Monterey Melt is back for a limited time and harder to resist than ever. Download the app. What a burger.
Howdy, Patrick Henning here with your Gilmore Electric Express light bulb moment. When the power goes down, you need backup. A home backup generator can keep your lights on, your fridge cold, and your devices charged. It's like having a personal power plant in your backyard. Power up with Gilmore Electric Express. We specialize in generator installation and maintenance, so you're never left in the dark. For your electrical needs, don't settle for less. Call Gilmore Electric Express at 979-77-LIGHT.
Double D Glass Services steps up to the plate as Brenham's trusted residential glass service provider. When broken glass throws you a curveball, they're ready to knock it out of the park. From shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, and window screens to replacement windows and stock glass, Double D Glass Services covers every position. Check out their Facebook page to see impressive before and after plays from past projects. For estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services proudly supports the Cub baseball and Cubette softball teams.
All right, as we come back here, let's get a quick look at the final stats for this evening and for the Brenham Cubs. Dalton Hart, he was 2-for-4 in the game with a single, a 3-run triple, and also had a run scored. And Owen Finke was 1-for-4 with a 2-run homer, was his big hit of the game. Drake Behnke didn't have an official bat tonight, but he did have 3 plate appearances, walked all 3 times. And then Ethan Oshenbeck, 0-for-3 on the night. Luke Hardy drew a walk as well. He was 0-for-2, walk and a run scored. And then Bustanega, 0-for-2, but in Brooks Rosnowski came in. He did reach on an error there. Brody Tucker reached base all 3 times, walked, hit by a pitch, and had a 2-run single. Braden Steele was 0 for 3, but didn't reach in the field of choice to score a run. Landry Mendoza 0 for 2 with a walk and a run scored. Luke Hardy tonight, 5 2/3 innings, 3 hits, 3 runs, all 3 were earned, 2 walks, 9 strikeouts. Dawson Keim, he ended up getting the win in relief, 1 1/3 inning pitched, 1 hit, no runs, no walks, and 2 strikeouts. So Kept Pitching does finish with 11 strikeouts in the game. We're going to take another break, and when we come back, Tommy and I will name our John Breen star of the game after we hear these words from our sponsors.
I'm Anthony Jasinski, and I have an urgent message.
I'm excited to introduce to you Brenham's own mattress guy. Handcrafted all new line of mattresses called Rolobed. I designed this product with comfort, quality, and cooling in mind. Rolobed wraps you in plush support for the ultimate sleep experience. Whether you prefer firm or soft, Rolobed offers you both for the price of one.
Yeehaw!
And don't forget, this is exclusively offered at Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
Flavor takes center stage at Wingstop, where every wing is cooked to order and tossed in bold, crave-worthy sauces. From classic lemon pepper and hickory smoked barbecue to their famous original hot, there's a flavor for every appetite. Add seasoned fries, crispy tenders, and a refreshing drink to complete the meal. Whether it's lunch with coworkers, dinner with family, or game night with friends, Wingstop delivers big taste every time. Stop in at 2642 TX36 in Brenham or order online at wingstop.com.
And it's a home run! Make a home run with Coaches Insurance Agency. With over 50 companies to choose from and in the business for over 20 years, they have every plan to fit your needs. From auto, home, life, health, business, trucks, and anything insurance related. Remember, you don't need to be a coach to get in the game. Call them today for their affordable prices at 979-353-2033. Coaches Insurance Agency in Brenham. Get yourself coached up.
Game over. Barnuminiums, workshops, storage buildings, barns, even office buildings. When it comes to metal buildings in Texas, the locals know who they can trust. DDM Buildings. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Custom Metal Buildings has built their reputation for excellent customer service through 30 years of fabricating metal buildings. You can trust the experts at DDM Buildings as they guide you through the entire process from design to completion. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their locations in Brenham or Bastrop.
All right, as we come back here to Fireman's Park, and Doug and Tommy with you, and in case you're just joining us, Cubs win it tonight over College Station 7-3. Time now to name our John Breeden star of the game. We had several candidates here, T.O.
Oh, I tell you what, no doubt about it, Doug. There were definitely three individuals, and, you know, if Luke wouldn't have got into trouble in that sixth inning there, you know, we'd have had another individual to strongly look at, but Luke Hardy, just a great performance this evening. But we're going to have to go with a young man that he came up and he had the bases loaded, and he had already walked. He was hit by a pitch, and he came up there and got a pitch that he wanted, took it to the opposite field to give the Cubs the lead, a 2-RBI single. Brody Tucker. Just a key piece of hitting to put the Cubs up 4-3. And of course we end up getting three more with Dalton's, but Brody Tucker, just a great piece of hitting. Brody Tucker, our John Breeden Star of the Game.
And the Star of the Game is sponsored by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day Street in Brenham for State Farm. Good neighbor service that you can, it's insurance you can trust. Back with a final wrap-up after we hear one more time from our sponsors.
Kenjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the students of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenjura Tile wish good luck to the Brenham High School and Blinn baseball and softball teams, and thanks to all the coaches, parents, and the schools for all their hard work and contributions in making this experience possible for the young people of Washington County. Kenjura Tile says, go, play, win.
It's springtime and new colors are in bloom. Benjamin Moore paint colors. They include colors like dark lilac, leisure green, bumblebee yellow, and more than 3,000 others to choose from. Spring is a great season to paint, and it's the perfect time to find your new favorite paint color for your home. The Paint Warehouse in Brenham, 1802 South Market Street. Follow them on Facebook at Paint Warehouse or visit their website, thepaintw.com.
WC Tractor, your new Holland dealer in Brenham, invites you to stop by and check out the new Holland track loaders, wheel loaders, backhoes, and mini excavators ready to tackle those tough jobs. WC Tractor is located on Highway 290 East. They are ready to take on all your new Holland equipment needs, and their trained staff is ready to help you with your parts and service needs as well. WC Tractor, your new Holland dealer in Brenham. Check it all out on the web at WCTractor.com. That's WCTractor.com.
A custom home should reflect everything you want and need, built with unmatched quality and expert craftsmanship. That's why more homeowners choose Walchick Construction, the number one custom home builder in Southeast Texas. With over 40 years of experience, Presley Walchick brings dream homes to life with skill and care. View completed projects at WalchickConstruction.com or call 979-732-7018. Trust Walchick Construction with your building projects. Walchick Construction would like to wish the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes a successful baseball and softball season.
State Farm can insure your car, your home, your possessions, but infinitely more precious and important, State Farm can insure your family's future. State Farm agent John Breeden can set up the right life insurance policy to protect your family's interest if the need arises. Life insurance from State Farm is tailored to fit your individual needs. So visit State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's life insurance made for you.
All right, back we go one last time here to Fireman's Park. And the Brenham Cubs strike first here in district play, winning at 7-3 over the College Station Cougars. And, Tommy, an important win here because you definitely don't want to start district. It's a lot better to start 1-0 than 0-1.
Oh, no doubt about it. Just a great performance by this Cub baseball team. And it's always big to get that first district win here at Fireman's Park. Of course, we're going to have to go to College Station, and I know they're not going to lay down and die, but this just a very, very huge comeback victory for this Cub baseball team this evening. Good confidence builder.
Absolutely. Once again, our final score, Cubs win at 7-3. Want to thank Mallory back at the studios for her always fine job on the board. Big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. Big thank you to our sponsors who make the broadcast possible. And for all of us here at KWHI Sports, Doug and Tommy said good night, everybody.
Play ball!
The postgame show was made possible by Kenjura Tile, Performance Health and Wellness, Helaman Construction, Mattress Guys, Gilmore Electric Express, Woodman Life, The Paint Warehouse, John Breeden and Paint Center, Royal Oaks Chapel, Walchick Construction, Texas Farm Credit, Waterburger and Burnham, Cody Real Estate, Kale's Fast Clearing Family, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Double D Glass Service, Food Stop, Coaches Food Service, CDM Pipe and Steel, and TNA Services. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.